seem like a stranger. Do you know what her sister always said about the angels? How they show up when you never expect them. She never expected when she was mostly in the phone booth at the end of a rope, spending half her time just hope, hope, hoping. Then someone finally showed up with a shot at the coast, so she gets in the car and they go. Goodbye Central Valley, hello Shasta Trinity, look even better than you did in the pictures. It didn't say much, she never thought it was love, it was mostly about the adventure. When they got to Eureka, they crashed with his friends. They had 5-in-1 room, they had 4-in-1 bed. She had 68 bucks, she said she only had 10. Asset management checking all the balances. There was this whole long scene with some mountains and some lakes, and most of it was real, but some of it seemed fake. Try not to judge me by the pictures that I take. I've always had some pretty shaky hands. He never came out and said it, he just kind of implied it. The dashboard almost swallowed him whole. He didn't say much, she never thought it was love. It was mostly about the control. They put the speed against the sedatives, futures and derivatives. Some see freedom getting tangled up in tenements. You gotta put the negatives up against the benefits. Crisis management getting out ahead of it. He said he is. He's a dick when he drinks. And she's scared of his friends. He went through her purse and he let her keep 10. He never wants to do anything. There was a guy at the door. There was a gun on the bed. There was a dog on the rope. It had a cross on its head. Well, let me introduce you. The Sumpty Freedom Wood is kind of getting used to. No gods, no kings. Let freedom ring.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 438. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. If you didn't recognize that first artist, well, you're probably listening to the wrong podcast. That was The Hold Steady with the song Eureka. That is the first song on a two-song digital-only, I think, release the band put out March 5th, celebrating a five-night homestand they're doing somewhere where I will not be seeing them, unfortunately. But it did let me know that there was an earlier 7-inch, or a two-song single digital-only, I think, released late last year with another couple of songs that are just very good as well. So there are four new Hold Steady songs out there floating around, and Craig Finn has just released a new solo song as well. So anyway, lots of news there to keep you busy. I've got a good podcast for you this week. You can probably hear the sounds outside. Windows are open. Spring is here. It is nice. This is the Pony collaboration. Perfect song for spring. This song is called Steven.
Steven, my dear, I still think of you from time to time. I still think
anyone else. See, I don't believe, I don't believe, I don't believe, I don't believe things are only meant to bring me down. And judgment warns me while I sit not to be late, but I believe these are the things that do me good. They make me wait. If there's a right road, would you kindly show me? But please don't ask me to throw my work away. Think of every single moment in time that would have faded from your mind if not for the rewiring process, the synaptic protein fold caress, and the 9 to 5 to 5 to 9 to 9 to 5's left. Now I've got a lot to learn, I've got a lot to learn, I've got a lot left. Judgment warns me while I sit not to be late, but I believe these are the things that do me good. They make me wait. If there's a right road, would you kindly show me?
Wonderful set there, wasn't it? Starting off with the Pony collaboration from London. That song is called Steven, and it's on the brand new album Everything Was Ages Ago, which came out just today, March 16th, on North Bed Records. That album was recorded, it started a few years ago, but just finished up and released quickly. And I'm so glad that band is active again. I think this is their third album, or maybe it's their second, but I know there's something else out there, and I know I'm going to go hunt that down, as it's a perfect mix of sort of Belle and Sebastian, Twee-ish early stuff, and all the Baroque elements of Canasta. Does anyone remember that band? I think they're still around, a Chicago band. So good. Then we heard from Hurry. The song was called Waiting for You. It's on the new album Every Little Thought. Came out February 23rd on Lamo Records. I am a big fan of that album. Not sure why it took me so long to pick that up. It was on my list for a long time, but finally I pulled that Bandcamp trigger. And then we heard from Nap Eyes with the song Judgment. That's on the album I'm Bad Now. It came out last week, March 9th, on You've Changed Records, a band based out of Halifax, and definitely has a feel of a Canadian band. I mean, definitely some Shotgun Jimmy feel in there, and You've Changed is his label, so that always makes sense. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, lots more music for you here. Let's get a little noisier. This is the Electric Lungs with the song Place to Live. Enjoy the free food and eat. With the song Roots Radicals. That is on the And Out Come the Wolves album, which came out back in 1995 on Epitaph Records. I picked that one up because I realized I don't have it. I used to, but I went looking for it last week because I played a song by Dolly Rots, and they cover Ruby Soho on it. I wanted to hear the original and realized I don't have that album anymore. I'm not sure how that happened. Sometimes things just grow legs and walk away. So I was happy to purchase it again, and now it has bonus tracks on it. But still, nothing's going to compare to that track right there, Roots Radicals. Before that, we heard from the Titans from Tokyo, Japan. That song is called Speed Queen Mama. It's the A-side of a two-song 7-inch that came out on Repent Records back in 1988. I picked that up this weekend in Chicago, just at the dollar bin, having no idea what they sounded like, just because, hey, it had a good cover, and it's a dollar, and you can't go wrong picking up some garage rock from Tokyo. It doesn't do a whole lot for me. It's okay, though. Maybe it does something for you. If so, drop me a line. I'll mail you out that 7-inch. It can be yours. And then we started that set off with a local band, that is the Electric Lungs with the song Place to Live. That's on the band's self-titled EP, which came out February 8th of this year. I guess that sums things up. Let's wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock podcast number 438. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar, a few things out there. We've got a good show tonight. Good Morning, Good Night is headlining, but I think Employer is playing, and Kept Calm, a local band I haven't seen before, but I'm excited to see, is playing tonight at Bebop. On the 18th, we've got Cro-Mags at the Riot Room. The 19th, Frigs are playing at the Mini Bar, or the Brass is playing at Come and Go. Oi, oi, oi. On the 21st, Schwervon is at the Brick. The 24th, Casket Lottery is at the Bottleneck, or Emmeline Twist is at the Brick. The 26th, Whiffs were playing at the Record Bar. And the 29th, Whiffs are at Voltaire. Now, the last Voltaire show with Rubs was canceled, so I don't know. Maybe that one might be too. I should dig into that one. On the 30th, there's a Big Star tribute at Record Bar. And the 31st, Schwervon is playing at Brick. Looking into April a little bit, we got Pell Waves coming up, Julian Baker, a Dashboard Confessional show, which has really good openers. I forget who they are, but I'm much more interested in the openers. Darkness, Duran Jones, so many things coming up in early April. It's going to be exciting. Looking at the website, a few new things are up there. There are photos and video and my thought of the Bully and Milk Belly show that happened at Record Bar last week. And then probably photos up of the show last night at Record Bar featuring Yoppers, Witch Jail, and Deco Auto. Anyway, let's wrap things up here. One last track for you. We'll play a band called Crack Cloud. They are out of Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And they are definitely a dyed-in-the-wool, post-punk sort of art rock band. But this is a new release. Just came out May 19th of last year. The album is called Anchoring Point, or I guess it's an EP, is Anchoring Point. The song on play is called Philosopher's Calling. So enjoy some post-punk here. This is very nice, very noisy, very jarring. Just the way you like it, I bet. Crack Cloud, thank you very much.
Contact. My third reiteration, and I want trying to clarify that the sun is in the sky and the world is always round and that I'm so profound. I used to think that I'd never find closure, but baby, that's before the amphetamine exposure. Psycho stimulation, what a privilege for the mind. We should do it all the time, we should do it all the time. There's a spasm, there's a twitch, it's good for circulation. Now please listen to my thesis, it's my third reiteration. And I wanna clarify that the sun is in the sky and the world is always round.